Ciao ragazzi! Welcome back to the third episode of Young Americans. Today's playlist was chosen mainly by our good friend Lily, so we can't wait to hear it. And we're gonna start with Get 'Em Up by Anderson .Paak. Let's go. That was so cool. I liked that. Did y'all like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are students studying in Cortona for the semester, and we're just going to tell you guys a little bit about ourselves. My name is Michelle, and I am a consumer journalism major at the University of Georgia, and I have a minor in studio art, and I really want to work in animation one day. Throwing it to Jane.
All right. Hi, guys. My name is Jane. I am a junior at Lafayette College, where I am double majoring in studio art and math with an English minor. And I don't really know what I want to do in the future, but I really like learning, and so yes. That's what I'm focusing on right now.
All right. My name is Megan. I am a senior at the University of Georgia. My major is fashion merchandising with an emphasis in product development and design. Just like you, Jane, I have no idea what I want to do with my future, but that is okay. Mm-hmm. God's got that. I'm going to give a little shout out to my fam back home in Nashville, Tennessee. I miss y'all, and I'll see you at Thanksgiving. Up next, I'll go ahead and introduce our next song. From Rex Orange County, we have Television So Far, So Good.
Hey, I'm not afraid. I can be myself, and I hope you can be yourself as well. 'Cause I can make you feel alright. And there was so much happiness that we were still yet to find. Said that you can call me Alex, baby. Welcome to my life. But don't worry, girl. No, I'm not sure if I'm into you. The last time that you checked, I was probably so sad and confused. I don't know what you love. But if you're looking for something new, I know somebody that you could choose. What about me? Begin to wonder why. I guess that I'd be lying to myself. Because who the fuck would be dumb enough to reject an offer? Oh, what an offer now. 2, 2, 10, 1, 5. Couple hours can change your life. Frank saying, oh, what a night. What a night. What the fuck is a girlfriend? I'ma need advice. Maybe I should go outside so I could get a fucking life. I made a friend and she spent the night. And now I'm in love and she remained in my life. Back in East Spoken, Europe. I need insurance on my emotions. I can't get hurt again. If I could just be happy by the end of this song. But if by the time you hear it, you are already gone. And it didn't go to plan, then why should I continue in this life? There's no one around to be the one who makes me smile. So far, everything's good. So crowd in tears when they hear this, is that so wrong?
All right, so we're gonna actually just move into the next song. You can't go wrong with Robin Thicke, and we've got Lost Without You from him, so let's go get lost.
Thank you. tell me how you love me more, and how you think I'm sexy, babe. But you don't want nobody else. You don't want this guy. You don't want that guy. You wanna touch yourself when you see me. Tell me how you love my body, and how I make you feel, babe. You wanna roll with me. You wanna hold with me. You wanna stay warm and get out of the cold with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know shape, baby, you're the perfect way. Treat me like my birthday. I want it this way, I want it that way. I want it. Tell me you don't want me to stop. Tell me it would break your heart that you love me and all my dirty. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me. You wanna make eyes and get Norwegian wood with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? 'Cause you will tell me
back, and we enjoyed that Robin Thicke song. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what we've already done and seen on this trip. We started off in Rome, and we got to see the Colosseum, which was very surreal because I've only obviously ever seen that in person. So getting to see that, I mean, in pictures, but then getting to see it in person was very, very surreal. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Orvieto, stopped there for just like a quick little day trip. And then we came and found our home here in Cortona. I've been stayed for about a week or so, and then made our way to Siena. And we also have been to Venice. And then my favorite, we went to Pisa, Italy, and I got to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And you best bet, I stood up and made weird arm movements, looking like I was pushing it over. But yeah, and by the time you guys will be hearing this, we'll be heading to Florence, or we will be in Florence, mm-hmm, for the weekend, and then we'll be heading back on Monday. So yeah, that's what all we've done. We've been busy. Mm-hmm. Jane, you want to introduce our next song?
Alrighty, so the next song we have is called Drew Barrymore by SZA. Let's hear it.
Yes, yeah.
Fucking no.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new fans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blunt. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. Mama, I'm sorry you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right.
Songs very vibey. Okay. So for a second we thought we would just talk about our studio courses here, since we are indeed taking some art classes here and it's going pretty interestingly. I'm in both painting and drawing, and it's been pretty fun. I think our most recent drawing assignment is the atmospheric perspective. So we're looking at landscapes of Cortona, get to walk around this beautiful town and just find some nice greenery and landscapes and try to like blur out the background to make it look like, you know, more realistic.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because we've been learning about that concept in art history and learning about the development of perspective devices throughout time. So it's pretty cool that we're starting to learn how to physically do that. So in painting, we're all kind of doing our own thing. So what I'm working on is I'm getting super close up on lichen, which are these things that grow on trees, and they're really funky. They are like half algae and half mushroom, basically.
You could say that Jane's really lichen the lichen.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. yeah, and it's weird because as you get super close up, it sort of goes into abstraction, which is something I've never explored before. So it's really cool getting to learn about that and pull all my hair out in the process in frustration, but it's cool.
All right, well, one of my classes that I am taking, one of my studio arts, is jewelry and metals. And it's funny because when signing up for the classes, I signed up for intermediate, which is a level above beginner. And I'm not really sure what I was thinking
have
when I signed up for that.
Have you done jewelry making before?
No, I have not.
Don't you have to have a prereq for that?
yeah, you do. A little bit of experience, a little bit of knowledge, and I had neither. And so it was very funny. So we got in there into the beginner class, and I was like, wow, there is nothing beginner about this. Like, it is, we jumped right in. And in fact, it's only, I mean, I just burnt my finger, literally lit it on fire. I have a massive blister. But yikes. That is part of the process. Like you said, Jane, like pulling our hair out, lighting our fingers on fire. We're good.
All good.
All right. We're ready to introduce the next song. So we have 911, Mr. Lonely by Tyler, the Creator.
Nothing without you shotgun in the passenger. I'm the loneliest man alive, but I keep on dancing and throw him off. I'm gonna run out of moves cause I can glue to the blues. If you know any DJs, tell them to call me at 9-1.
Lonely.
They say the loudest in the room is weak. That's what they assume, but I disagree. I say the loudest in the room is probably the loneliest one in the room. Attention seeker, public speaker. Oh my God, that boy there is so fucking lonely. Write songs about these people who do not exist. He's such a fucking phony. One thing I know is that I want to win so bad, but I'm not Chicago. Heart is low, it's real low, it's so low. You can't lift me up, I'm like a lotto. From the start, it's been real dark, it's been so dark. I guess that you could call it charboard. I'm playing like Hasbro, I'm really sorry. Call me Auto. Crashed a McLaren, bought me a Tesla. I know you sick of me talking about cars, but what the fuck else do you want from me? That is the only thing keeping me company. Purchase things till I'm annoyed. These items just filling the void. Been feeling it for so long, I don't even know if it's shit I enjoy. Current back door isn't that door. My partner is a shack door. I need love. Do you got some I can borrow? Fuck it, I can find some tomorrow. But that never comes. Like a vasectomy, what have I done? I got the talent, the face, and the funds for myself long ago, but I haven't found someone. Mirror, mirror on the wall, the loneliest of them all. Cupid acting stupid, do you got another number I could call? Never had a pet, I never had a pet. There's more fish in the sea, but I never had a goldfish to begin with. I never had a dog, so I never been good with bitches, cause I never threw a ball fetch. I never had a pet, that's where it stems from, I bet. Treat me like direct deposit, checking on me sometime. Ask me how I'm really doing, so I never have to press that 9-1-1.
Okay, guys. Tyler, the Creator. Okay. So we thought we'd go ahead and talk about... I literally forgot what we were going to talk about.
Okay, so while songs are going and we're just discussing how we're doing on this radio show, and I have to say, I've always been interested in voice acting, and I'm sure that these are two completely different things, you know, radio show and voice acting, but at the same time, I think similar, you know, like... It's funny, we put so much pressure on, like, people can hear us, but it's like, okay, but they can't see us, you know? Like, I feel like I'd be even more embarrassed if, or like, you know.
It's not acting. It's
like, you can't see me. So, like, why am I, like, getting all anxious about this? But at the same time, like, it's so fun. Like, I feel like I
can. There's definitely, like, engagement of the audience within that. So, it's definitely, like, whew. Got a little bit
I feel like it can be a little bit more free, a little loose.
I've actually noticed that everyone's posture has been better than, like, normal.
Sitting
like
here.
Everyone is sitting in this room is sitting up straight with a smile on their face, which I think is so funny because no one can see us, you know, like, it should be so chill.
I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Very true.
But it's true.
Observant. But yes, voice acting.
I just think it would be so fun. Like, I mean, I love when you look at, you know, like at the end of movies when they have, like, behind the scenes and they'll put the pictures or, like, they'll play the clips next to each other of, like, what you saw in the movie and then the actor or actress, you know, doing it. And I just think it's so fun.
There's
like, they put,
like,
so much into it. Like, they act while they're doing it.
Even
though they're not
in school. Like, it's, like, a serious thing.
Wait a... Is that how I get started? Because, like, I think it would be
take
so
classes.
Fun.
Yeah, I think so,
totally.
Too.
All right, guys.
I always wanted to do that.
Everybody on the listening to this, y'all look out for my name. I'm going to be doing it one day. Megan Charles, voice actress.
Actress.
All righty, and with that, our next song is going to be Confession by Budgie.
Budgie.
Tell me you love me,
back to the Young Americans. So we want to talk a little bit about the type of music that we listened to while we were growing up and how that kind of influenced our tastes and our styles now. So what I listened to a lot was my dad's music, which was Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. And
James Taylor.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's one of my mom's favorites. Yeah.
And like because of that, I realize now how much it's influenced like my musical style. I play a couple different instruments, but one of them is the guitar. And I think the very first song that I learned on guitar was a James Taylor song. It was actually the song Sweet Baby James, which when I was a kid, he doesn't really enunciate very well. And so I always thought, my name is Jane, and I always thought he was saying Sweet Baby Jane instead of James.
That's cute. Aww.
And so it was my favorite song for a really long time, and I would get in these fights with my sister where we would be like, she would be like, it's James. And I'd be like, no, it's Jane. Mm. And she would be like, Jane, no, like, he titled it Sweet Baby James. How could you think? I was like, no, it's about me, Vivian. Come on, everything's about me.
That's funny. That's funny. My sister and I suck at lyrics. And it is a running joke that we have. Like, I cannot pick up lyrics to this day. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm 22 years old. I cannot get the lyrics in a song the very first time. Like a One Direction song. You know the one where they're like, tell me I'm a screwed up mess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did y'all not listen to One Direction?
I never.
I know some of them, but not
okay.
Yo, like the title?
When I say James Taylor influenced me,
yeah, I was
about
to say there was no pop in that. Okay. All right. Well, I know my sister will be listening to this, so she'll know. Well, as an example, Screwed Up Mess was the lyric, and I thought they were saying Scooter Mess. So,
oh,
yeah, like a total misjudgment, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, my favorite genre, hands down, country music all the way. Growing up, it has always been Dolly Parton.
Ooh,
love Dolly.
Parton.
Love
so
Reba.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene.
I mean, it just, and then obviously we've got some, I don't know, we got good ones today. I love back home going to CMA Fest. That's four nights of just country music, and it's just four nights of just being surrounded by...
You've been?
Yeah. Of people,
ooh,
yeah, of just my fellow country music lovers, and I'm getting my sister, I'm getting her pulled into
thank
it.
You.
She loves it now. Kind of bummed that on our playlist, though, tonight, not a single country song. Oh, that hurts. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, these are still bangers, man.
They are. Lily Davis,
yes.
Thank you for this very vibey playlist. All right, Jane. I mean, who wants to introduce the next song?
I'll take it. We are about to listen to Sly Fifth Ave by Super Rich Kids. Let's go.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so we are going to move over to Jane because she has a public service announcement for all of us tonight.
Alrighty, so we've been traveling a lot. You know, we have all these excursions on weekends, and our group is a little large, you know, and sometimes it's really difficult to stay together, and it's hard to know where everyone else is. But our friend Megan over here has a very special technique that she'd like to pioneer. It's so useful, and she gets mad at us when we don't respond to it.
It's copyright, so...
So, okay. Without further ado...
Okay, first of all, I would just like to point out, I know you said that I get mad when they don't respond. They do.
She gets hurt when we don't respond.
No. They do respond because they know it's me. Okay, well, first of all, all right, am I supposed to do it?
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
All right. So when we're out, it's just like a solid... So if
wait,
you're...
One more time? For the folks in the back?
Yee-yee! Okay, so if you're wondering how that's spelled, that's Y-E-E-Y-E-E. Yee-yee. Okay? And it works. It is very helpful when we are out in public. It's if we do get separated, and I yee-yee, and they all look because they know... There's Meg. I know we need to follow that voice. Mm-hmm. And it does work.
It's
so
true.
I get butthurt when they're like, because they always acknowledge it. They do. I just get butthurt when they try to turn it down and they're like, I'm not going to miss that when I leave. But I promise you, you will. You guys will. Y'all
I
will.
I know I will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like... There's like a tone that goes with it, you know? It's not just like yee yee, you know? You
well, I mean,
hear
it's
that.
The cowboy boots too. I think it's the whole look,
true.
Which I did bring those if y'all are wondering. You bet I packed my boots. They went international. So I've definitely got that whole look and sound going on here in Italy.
Yes, she does.
All right. Well, with that, now you know. If you ever get lost, listen for the yee yee. And you'll be found.
When you hear the yee yee, come through and chill, which is the name of the song that we're going to by Miguel.
Trust. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone. Yeah, I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my songs is popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden ya. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I wanna do is get you jammed. Especially if he's a fan. He probably never wanna hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeding for another round. I was counting down a day. Been more patient than a brown sand. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red. Apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, fuck that, I repent for message never sent now.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked it. And by the way, just got in town. And I won't let cumulus cloud. All in the sky, ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual rain and thunder, baby, I wonder, baby, I wonder, would you put your sweats on, put your sweats on for me, yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you, no. Just say you will come through and chill, chill. Yeah, just say you will.
all night. Say it, I wanna all night.
Hello, stranger. Vape's been waiting. Just as I recall, that ass is still amazing. I'm playing, baby. No, I'm saying, baby. You love it, shit, you know I'm crazy. So go ahead and pour a drink up. I'm so glad we got to link up. Get to taking that off, taking that off of me. Yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't make me wait, no, don't you? No, no. Just say you will, will.
Tell us some real shit.
In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings. Know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling, or police killings, or Trump saying slick shit, manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant, blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant. I need to feel your essence in my presence. If you with it, I guarantee you won't regret you
just
did it.
Just say you will. Come through and chill. Just say you will. Come through and chill. Just say you will.
All right, all right, all right. So, our next song was actually chosen by the very own Michelle, who is with us tonight. And we're going to send it over to her so that she can talk about it a little bit.
Yes, I am a huge, huge fan of musicals. As a child, that was in chorus all throughout my middle school career.
Me too.
Really?
My plan as a kid, I had it all figured out in sixth grade. I was going to go, when I was in college, I was going to go to school. I was going to go to Columbia because I went on my brother's college tour of Columbia. He did not go there. but I went on his college tour when I was in sixth grade, and I really liked it. And I was like, okay, when I grow up, I'm going to go to Columbia University. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a student by day. I was going to study physics. Mm-hmm. And I was going to be a Broadway star by night.
I had it all figured out. I love that.
Can you sing? Oh, yeah.
Jane can sing.
Can you sing, Michelle?
I try, but like I'm not.
She's a good singer. Are you kidding me?
It's not serious. But yes, so I love musicals. So this song in particular is from the musical, the Broadway musical in New York, Hamilton, which is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He is so talented, and I just love this musical. It's called Hamilton, and it's about the United States founding father, Alexander Hamilton, and
it's so good.
A
little history.
The Marquis de Lafayette, which is what my college is named after, is in the musical. Like, he's one of the characters.
Really?
So, yeah, that was the character that David Diggs played, I think, in the original cast. So he, like, came to my college and, like, gave us a talk. I don't know.
Oh, nice. But I plan to try and see Hamilton someday in the future, someday soon. So you guys get a little bit of a taste right now. Alexander Hamilton with Leslie Odom Jr.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation reigned. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scandal for every book he can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, heading for a new land.
In New York, you can be a new man.
Him.
Me,
I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Okay, well, I have to say, I don't know what I was expecting that song to be. But wow, what a jam.
Honestly,
like, I might be going
honestly,
and seeing that play with you one day.
Listen to the whole playlist.
Hamilton,
the whole playlist.
Was the first,
so good.
Okay.
Yeah, there was the first musical that featured rap music.
Yeah,
I just normal singing.
Well, when I read that, I was thinking just some solid classical, like,
oh, no, man.
No words.
Broadway, no, man.
And then all of a sudden it started rapping, and I was just completely caught off guard. But I liked it. I liked that a lot. Okay, so we have time for a couple more songs. This next one is called Lover Is a Day by Kuko.
Time change, we're different, but my monster says redundant things. Can I not think? Will you love this part of me? My lover is the day I can't forget. Furthering my distance from you. I can't leave now, but I'm okay as long as you.
right, welcome back to Young Americans. So we have just about reached the end of our time talking tonight, but we have one more song left for you. But before we introduce that, we just wanted to say our goodbyes. It's been super fun talking into the ether.
I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. I will definitely be back. This has been fun.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
This is my practice before I go to voice acting school. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah. Before she makes it big in the television industry.
Remember and us, Megan.
I will
heard it here first.
Yes, I will reflect on my time in Cortona, Italy on that radio show.
That's where she got started.
Yeah.
It's her roots.
Yeah.
It's your origin story.
That's so cool.
All right, well.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah.
And I'm Megan. Michelle, we're sending it to you.
Michelle.
You are Michelle.
You are Michelle, girl.
That is Jane. And this last song is by Conan Gray, a YouTuber that I love very much. And we're going to listen to Grow.
Peace out.
Peace out, y'all.
See you.
Ciao, guys.
Ciao.
I look about 70 years older. It feels like minutes, but really it's hours. The cooling pavements calling my name, and the zooming street signs don't look the same, no. Don't know why, but I think I'm ready for it. Yeah, I think I'm ready for it. All our secrets, nostalgia bound. Yeah, I'll take my time with all that. Dreaming of phone calls you knew all along, the way we joked till we laughed our tails off. See it all unfold. I think I'm ready for running on concrete, electricity. I finally can breathe. I think I'm ready for only you and me. We made it out, it seems. I made it out, it seems. I think I'm ready to grow, to coming. I see it coming.